Well, I just saw the movie 2012, Roland Emmerich's latest attempt to destroy the planet Earth. And all I can say is I'm at a loss for words. I don't even know where to start, really, with the problems. For one thing, are the special effects big and blowy-uppy? Absolutely. I mean, you have never seen the Earth blown up quite this bad. But at the same time, not entirely satisfying in terms of really what you're kind of expecting to see. You have lots of grand sweeping images of California sliding off the continent and but at the same time, you actually move on through these images so quickly that you don't really get a chance to sort of just wonder at it. It's all happening very quickly. You get little vignettes of people hanging off the side of buildings. I mean, it's the ultimate expression of apocalypse porn, certainly, where you're going in there and you're going to see the world blow up. To start with, okay, first of all, the science. And I'm going to just spoil the hell out of this thing, but it's not going to matter because it's that kind of movie. You're going to know what you're going to see before you see it. It's all spectacle. Good example is when the Yellowstone caldera blows up, which is this huge explosion, and they're trying to outrun it. The problem with that is when the Yellowstone caldera explodes, which it will do at some point, who knows when, but that's going to happen someday. When the Yellowstone caldera goes up, you're not going to be able to outrun it in an RV. Within about 30, 40 seconds, it's going to vaporize pretty much everybody within about 200 miles. I mean, that may be a bit of an exaggeration, but you get the idea. You're not going to be standing there at ground zero and manage to get away. You're talking a force the likes of which is very difficult to comprehend. That in one day, that will happen. The caldera of the supervolcano at Yellowstone will explode. It's not a question of if. It's just a question of when it decides to happen. And then, as my good buddy Kevin pointed out, how would the ash cloud from that hit Pittsburgh before it hits Vegas? That doesn't seem to make any sense, and he's right. You're in a plane and you're flying to outrace this giant. The word escapes me. What the word is for the really hot, caustic smoke and superheated particles ahead of a volcanic explosion. Anyway, you're not going to be able to outrun that in a plane. You're not going to be able to fly over it in a plane because of the problems with the immense rising heat. And I'm not a scientist. I am, as you might say, an enthusiastic layperson. Saying that I'm not a scientist is very important, but at the same time, I mean, let's face it, in this society, I've forgotten more about science than most people are ever going to know. And you see something like this, and it just blows you away that's sort of what we've come to. But anyway, they make the arcs, and you can't save everybody, and there's all these types of themes, and there's hope, and people crying, and a hell of a lot of people saying very teary goodbyes to loved ones that they're never going to see again. It's trying very hard to be tear-jerky, and it's not because you don't care, because you don't spend enough time with any of these characters to get anything more than... It's got the emotional impact of a Hallmark commercial. So if a Hallmark commercial gets you, then yeah, you'll shed a tear in this movie. Otherwise, you're not going to be that impressed. Anyway, would I recommend it? Yeah, I mean, sure, the world's going to blow up really well in this movie, and you're going to eat a lot of popcorn. Is this going to give you really good information about why you've got nutballs out there that are somewhat concerned about 2012? No. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to record another audio boo and talk a little bit about that. But anyway, there we go. That's my 2012 review.